have something built, put on over the frame to protect the wood. Things that overlap like this.
Shutters.
Well, the shutters are on the windows, aren't they?
Yeah.
But this covers the whole side of the house. Covers the entire wall.
Well, siding.
Yeah. And the upper part of the house that the rain falls on is called the
roof.
All right, and the rain then runs off the roof into the
gutter,
and then down the
downspout.
All right, and if you have a roof with more than one peak on it, you might have things down there where you have to get up and clean the leaves out in the winter.
That's gutter.
Yeah, not
a downspout.
No, I don't mean that. You know, a house that has more than one peak. I don't know. Maybe your other house had that. You know, more than one peak, and there are places like low-lying places.
Valley.
Okay. A small building for keeping wood or tools, a little outbuilding on a farm would be called a
tool house.
Now how about if you just use it for wood?
Wood house.
Alright. And before they had indoor plumbing, the bathroom facilities were outside.
Outside toilet.
All right, you ever call that anything else?
Well, that old something Johnny house.
All right, anything else?
Little house.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about, you say, in my whole life, I've only lived in two different
county?
No, talking about.
Oh, two different places, settlements.
Or two different
houses. Two different communities or two different homes.
Yeah, I was thinking of the buildings, though. Two different
homes.
Or house.
Or houses.
Yeah. Okay, that is all you lived in, really? Is just in that house?
Well, we moved over here and stayed in this one about 3 years down here, three or four.
See.
And then build up here and come up here. Outside of that. Three homes.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's the largest outbuilding on a farm called?
I'd say a barn.
All right. And what's the barn used for?
Storage.
Do you mind if I smoke?
No, sir. Have to say it. I forget, maybe. Get him an ashtray in there. He's got one right there.
There.
Yeah, help set.
I'll make sure I have a match.
You don't
smoke.
Okay, well.
Brother's out here. He smokes cigars, cigarettes.
My next door neighbor has emphysema, and I never realized until then how irritating it is to some people. So I now make a practice always of asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, my husband's
boy, you ask me a lot there. It's hard for me to answer.
Well,
I can give you the best I know how.
You're doing just fine, and if you don't, I hate to bother you after you've worked all day, but
you're not bothering me too bad.
Well, you just tell me if I am, because you're just doing just fine. This is what Mrs. Denton said to me. You know, she said, well, after I finished, she said, gee, I don't think I helped you much. And I said, listen, I said, if you weren't helping me, I said, I've driven 700 miles down it. And if you weren't helping me, believe me, I wouldn't be, you know, taking up your time. I'd be moving on, you know, someplace else.
You left quick, wouldn't you?
Sure I would. And I've done that many times, you know, like when I get people who are really born in another, you know, community or something, and I really can't use someone, you know, if they've lived here, you know, for, they've lived in, say, Sullivan County half their life, and the other half their life down in Knox or something. Well, it's really hard to tell what's what. So it's to find that people who are really spent their whole life in the same county. Now, we don't make any distinction between this and the other, you know, the other community. So we're
what you actually see how stable they are.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they?